If music be the food of love, play on.
Hello, musical masticators.
I'm Izzy.
And I am India.
And this is If Music Be the Food of Love.
Each week, we take an album and compare it to a dish that we believe signifies the flavours and sounds of both the music and the food.
We look at a range of artists and food from all over the world and give you guys a history of the musician, the album, and the food as well. We appreciate all of you guys who are listening to our podcast. And if you have any suggestions for dishes or albums that you'd like us to look at, just please drop us a message. Our Instagram page is at if.musicbethefoodoflove. And we are hoping to release a website soon.
Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So this week, we are looking at a more modern artist than some of the other musicians we've looked at. And it's someone that we both love and admire and who has just like this incredible raw talent that they're just showcasing at the moment. So we are going to be looking at Grey Area by Little Sims. And so Grey Area is her third studio album, and it came out in 2019 following her former magical masterpiece, Still in Wonderland. And Pierce states that this album is a compilation of the songs of a woman that are responding to nebulous time by making her own way forward. And it's an album in which there's something that needed to be said.
So true. Something about Grey Area is kind of positioning herself with the idea of talking about her own time and her like kind of journey
and through herself, her 20s. Yeah.
Stillness in Wonderland, it was written while she was on tour with the Gorillaz. However, when it came to this album, Little Sims kind of had this realization that she needed to stay in one place. And the producer of this album is also her childhood friend called Inflow. And Inflow also produced Michael Kiwanuka's album Love and Hate, which, guys, is the most amazing masterpiece
ever. Incredible,
you
guys need to go and listen to that also.
Yeah, and he also makes a beautiful feature on this album. So I think what I got from when listening to this album is I think Inflow is just a crazy-ass producer because she's able to bring those jazz elements and soul elements to this album that the world hasn't really seen Sims get on or bounce on with her lyrics.
And I think it's like a really nice just combination, that kind of jazz and soul element within Little Sims' kind of rap and flow.
Yeah.
It adds this like really nice kind of, I don't know how to quite explain it, almost like a softness to her music, because she's got a very kind of crisp, clear, almost jarring flow at times.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's definitely more cutting.
Yeah, her music is there to be heard and to be listened to, but I do think that kind of, you know, Inflow does add this really beautiful jazz and soul element to it that's really nice comparison and just an extra element to the album itself.
Completely. It's also a complete contrast to Stillness in Wonderland. If you guys haven't listened to that album is like a masterpiece, but it's a lot is going on, and it's a concept album, like, and basically based on Alice
conceptual.
In Wonderland,
like, it is a conceptual album, which is just phenomenal as well.
Yeah.
Definitely give that, 100% give that a listen.
Yeah, it's also the features on that track. They've got American, you've got her doing a song with Sid, then you've got her doing a song with Getz, Chip, like,
she has phenomenal features on her music. It's just amazing. Like, even in this album as well, you've got some great features that we'll obviously go into.
Yeah.
But
I think
album,
that's,
Still in Wonderland does have,
I think the difference between Stillness in Wonderland and Grey Area, Stillness in Wonderland, she's kind of showcasing herself to the audience. And Grey Area, it's come to a standstill and it's a reflection.
I also think, I think it's like a, because obviously Grey Area comes afterwards, I think it's Sims acknowledging her power after Still in Wonderland. She's like, yeah, you now know who I am and I've got nothing to apologise for.
Nothing to prove. Yeah.
I'm just an incredible artist. And I think she's just showcasing that kind of raw talent in its absolute glory in Grey Area. And so Inflow, you know, obviously adds these extra elements to Grey Area. And she also, I think, helps Sims kind of dive, like, deeper into her heart, which creates this intimate and like very deeply personal album, which Sims has gone on to say is like she recognizes a form of therapy for her through the writing and the performing and also like just the showcasing it to the world.
Yeah.
And you definitely feel that in the lyrics and the music and the way it's performed. Mm-hmm. And
so a little bit about the artist we are talking about today. So Lil Sims, aka Simbi Ajikawo, she's a rapper, an actress, and basically just an all-round artist from Islington, London. So following the release of a few mixtapes and EPs that she dropped, I think it was on SoundCloud, her first album, her debut album came out, which was entitled A Curious Tale of Trials and Persons, and this was in 2015. And success followed her swiftly when she dropped Stillness in Wonderland in 2016. And I think what is really, really sick is that Kendrick Lamar praised Sims as quote-unquote illest doing it right now. And so after touring with the Gorillaz on their Humans tour, this success, it kind of brought with it a lot of pressure, loneliness and stress, which I think is what led to the creation of the album Grey Area.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of like I was just going to say also, you know, she did a tour with Gorillaz, the Humans tour, who yeah. we actually did on the podcast last week.
The previous podcast.
And now
podcast.
We're doing Little Sims this week. Just feels like a nice transition.
Yeah. It was completely coincidental as well.
It was super coincidental and I kind of just like love that as well. So anyway, now that you know the album that we're doing and the artist that we're looking at this week, I think it's important and necessary to tell you the meal that we've decided that represents Grey Area. So for us, this album is a juicy pulled pork sandwich with a Bloody Mary. Okay, so I think like the overall like album and Little Sims has this melting but also crunchy texture to her music and sound. You've got, you know, you've got the jazz and soul elements, but then you've also got, you know, her flow, which is incredibly crisp and clear and direct. And it has a lot of emotion to it, which is kind of that crunchy texture in itself. And so she said in an interview that, you know, when she went in to make Grey Area, she didn't really have any ideas, quote unquote, of what I wanted it to be. And I think that's kind of the same with a pulled pork sandwich. Mm. You know, you add to it what you want, you take away from it what you don't want, and it's very like based on your mood or your taste at that point in time. It's creating yeah. a sandwich that is about you and your taste buds.
Yeah, you can have different sauces on it as yeah. well. It's very personal.
No, but at heart it is, you know, it's a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think
there are some really elemental, like pivotal parts of it that yeah. you've got to have.
And I fucking love a pulled pork sandwich. Mm. Dude, I can tell you the first time I ever had one in my whole life.
I remember.
I can tell you the date. No, I was about like 15 or 16 or something like that. And I went to go visit my brother in Soho, London at work with my mum. And we had stopped at this outdoor market. She's like the stool and this dude was making pulled pork sandwiches. My brother got one. So I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get that. The coleslaw and had a drink. And I was just like, this is a revelation to my soul. Mm. This is the most incredible thing I've tasted.
Yeah. Sorry to all those vegetarians and vegans out there. Maybe. I don't know if there's anything that replicates it, to be honest. There is
no
substitutes, but I don't know if a pulled pork sandwich has an equivalent. Please let us know if you have any ideas. My first pulled pork sandwich was from school. And it was shocking, but I loved it. It was such a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah. It is a guilty pleasure sandwich. It's true.
I always went back to it. It was the kind of dinner time. At dinner, I'd have like three or four of them. And I'd go up and I'd be like, oh, just another one, please. Please.
I don't think I've ever found a pulled pork sandwich like the first one I had. But I think it's just like chasing that, you know, original high.
Yeah. It was your first time.
You know, it was like, you know, it's just something in my mind that I'll never forget. And, you know, it does hold a special place. It's got that special place in my heart, you know, so it does kind of override all the other pulled pork sandwiches I've had before. But
it's unbeatable, mate. Unbeatable.
I do love it. So for the first ingredient that we'll be looking at is, for us, the bun, which is kind of like the first thing you bite into the sandwich.
But this ain't no normal bun, okay? Because she's not like that. Sims is not just a normal, boring bun.
She is not a plain bun. Uh-uh. Little Sims ain't a plain bun, man.
She's a seeded bun.
Truth. So we've got a seeded bun, which for us is, Boss, the song on the album. So we'll play an excerpt from that and then we'll go into talking about. Is the seeded bun part of the pulled pork sandwich, and so as we said, bread is the most important part of any sandwich, and I will stand by this till the day I die. I just think you can't have a good sandwich without the right bread. If that shit is soggy, it lets the sandwich down. You know, you got to have something that holds it all together, and it's the staple ingredient. Like, you just need good bread with any sandwich.
I mean, without the bread, is it a sandwich? No.
No, it's just some ingredients.
It's some ingredients on a plate.
Like, those ingredients may be incredible, but the bread makes it a sandwich.
It won't amount to a sandwich.
It holds two things in between two pieces of bread. Sandwich. Look at the definition. Anyway, sorry, that was a bit of a...
It's a bit aggressive.
Moment. I do love my bread. But so Boss is arguably, we would say, one of the most well-known songs of the album. It's definitely like one of her most well-known songs, I think, in general. And so it holds its place on the album.
Mm-hmm. It's also got that punchiness to it, which I think makes it one of the most important ones on the album as well. It's like replicating the bread of a sandwich. Yeah. You need it. It's a necessity.
Oh, completely.
So also, the seeded bun, it's kind of, when we're talking about it, we want to say and remind you guys, it's kind of toasted on the grill, but it's still got that fluffy texture to it. So it's kind of toasted to the perfection where it's got that crunch, but then once you bite into it, there's still fluffiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bit of both.
Yeah.
It's not too... I don't want it to be like some burnt bun.
Like,
I want
it's
a bit
gone a bit golden on the outside from the grill, but like, it's not burnt. It's not done all the way through.
Mm.
It's lightly toasted.
And the song itself, it also has a crunchy texture, you know? It opens with that hard, consistent beat. It almost feels like someone's just banging on a drum. And then you've also got the distorted vocals that open the piece, which I think are super gritty. Which is also kind of symbolizing that
like
crunchy
seeds.
Texture of the seeds. And you've also got the reverb on the vocals, the echo, kind of the grittiness of Sims, kind of like almost shouting in exultation to the listener. But it also, the echoing going in the background is that fluffiness of the texture and the softness that's going through with the bun.
Oh, completely. And I really love this song. I think it's one of the first songs of hers that I maybe listened to, I think. It might have been my introductory song to her.
Introductory stuff was more Stillness in Wonderland. But I think this, what is interesting is Boss is kind of, for me, quite replicative of like Stillness in Wonderland vibes.
True.
Yeah.
Also, I think the song itself just kind of adds to this, like, overall theme within the album and this idea of, you know, empowerment within women.
And pussy power.
Confidence in self as, you know, a female artist and just a female in general. I mean, you've got, like, the lyric, I'm a boss in a fucking dress.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get you hyped as a woman, man, I don't know what... God. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It is full-on pussy power, bruh.
It is pussy power. And it's, I just love it as well. The kind of like, I love the grittiness to this song, the shouting as well. It feels very like punk rockish over rap. It's so cool.
And it's, again, it's one of those, it's a song that's being demanding to be heard and listened to. Yeah.
It's saying, I'm here. Yeah, and I think Lil Sims as well, when she talks about this album, she's like, I don't really give a shit about what other people think anymore. This is me, and you have to listen to what I have to say right now.
Also, incredibly, she created this album in just a month.
I know.
Like, it took a long time to be released. I think it took, like, about a year or something. But she actually created it in a month.
Yeah. Testament to the genius, pure genius of Little Sims.
The rawness of her talent.
Also, can we just also say, this woman is like 26 now, 27 possibly, but when she like released this, 25 years of age.
It really makes me think about what I'm doing with my life right now.
Like, yeah, literally. Oh, mate, she's putting us to shame, to be honest. She started rapping at the age of like 9, and she was creating projects and stuff, like, just as a child. And now look at where she is now. It's just amazing. It's
phenomenal, bruh.
Yeah, she's just an amazing artist and female role model.
Completely. And so this brings us to our next song and our next ingredient, which is the coleslaw, which is a staple part of a pulled pork sandwich.
Definitely.
Like the original pulled pork sandwich I had, coleslaw. And for us, this is Selfish. So we'll play that for you now.
Embedded in me, that's the heritage ego. And them, hey, they ain't missing with the sleeves though. And now I'm here, can't entertain no bummy niggas. Need my nigga fresh in a tuxedo. Me and my Luke Cage, steady blowing weed smoke. I'm a woman who could teach you a little something about class. Diamonds will forever be a girl's best friend. Everything's imperative for the way I live. I know it's material, but not irrelevant. All this here is worked for, not inherited. Tell myself I rate my niggas up and never did. Self-loving, need more self-loving. That's how it goes. They wanna know you when you're buzzing. The first things first, number one, I'm priority. You know what you want, doesn't faze, doesn't bother me, honestly.
I can't sleep.
Was Selfish featuring the beautiful, gorgeous, mystical, fairy-like, Cleo Soul. And if you haven't listened to Cleo Soul, give that girl a listen. She's gonna get really big.
Yeah, listen to her debut album, Rose in the Dark, which is again such a great album.
Yeah,
such a great feature.
Mm-hmm.
She goes so well with Little Sims as well.
Yeah. And this song, anyway, we said it was the coleslaw. And this coleslaw has got some red cabbage, carrot, and most importantly, raisins.
So it turns out for both of us, we find it really important in our coleslaw to have raisins.
Yeah.
It's a vital part of it. Also, we're a big red cabbage coleslaw person.
We need that red cabbage.
It just
with
adds
coleslaw.
The extra taste that you want, and it just goes perfectly with the vibes of Selfish to have the raisins and the red cabbage, because you've got the soft piano introduction, and then you've got Clear Soul's soft vocals, which introduce the song almost. It opens the song up, and it's very mystical. And it's got this like such a strong feeling of early spring, you know, the sweetness of the mayonnaise and the crunch of the vegetables.
Also, like, I think when they first started recording this, it was really stripped back. It was literally just the piano and the bass.
Mm.
And then Inflow was like, no, we've got to get Cleo Soul on this. And she like adds so much to it. That richness, that creaminess of the mayonnaise is replicated by Cleo Soul's little soft. She almost whispers the vocals, but they're so powerful in essence.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
It's so beautiful.
And then just Little Sims, her like rhymes underneath that. Just they literally combine so well together.
It just undercuts the creamy, rich vocals that you're getting with Cleo Soul, and it's just like this kind of crunch, this crisp. It is like the, you know, the carrots.
Yeah.
And that crispiness off the coleslaw.
Adding that little crunch. Also, this song, I can listen to this song over and over again. This could be one of my Desert Island Disc songs. I fucking adore this song. Like, I can't explain to you how much I love a song. I love the idea and the message of it as well. Like, my favorite lyric as well is, quote unquote, I preached, you couldn't handle a woman of my caliber, had to let you mature like some fine wine.
Such a good lyric, bruh. You do have to let people mature like some fine wine.
Yeah. And like the whole aspect of the song is like, I'm so selfish. I like me, myself, and I. It's this idea that she's putting herself forward, not, and like that is important for her. Like, being selfish shouldn't sometimes be seen as such a bad thing.
Yeah, because sometimes it is really important for you as your own person, your own being, to do things that you need for yourself.
Mm.
We so often put, you know, a lot of people around us first because we love other people. We want to make sure they're, you know, cared for and, like, understand how much we appreciate them. But we also appreciate ourselves, and we have to sometimes just, you know, really show our own belief and understanding and enjoyment in our own company, in our own being and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is about that.
Yeah, it's about the self and individualization
and soulful and transcendent kind of nature to it. Yeah. And it's this understanding of self. Mm-hmm. It is like this charting of understanding of self in the song.
It's like you can kind of understand that Little Sims, as she's charting her 20s, she's learning a lot about who she is, what she wants, her desires. And also, like, if you're going through a breakup, this song is perfect to listen to. Like, honey, she's really striking some chords with understanding yourself in realms of relationships, but also to the world. And also, I think as well, getting Cleo Soul on this, like, Rose in the Dark is some philosophical, existential kind of album about relationships, about love, about the self, about the world. So I think it's just perfect that Cleo Soul got on this song.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Some interesting features.
I think, you know, this, again, you've got a self-power in this, and she once compared herself in one of her lyrics to Jay-Z, Picasso, and Shakespeare. And so you get the sense of this artist who is, like, completely aware of their confidence in their skill and how much they're killing the game.
Yeah.
It's someone who knows what they're doing, knows who they are.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, you know, has nothing left to prove. It's just like, I'm here.
Yeah, the lyric is that really encapsulates the idea is, my best friend is I. It's like, in this,
everybody.
Like, in this world, we have loads of people we care for, but you've got to really just love yourself first and foremost to get to where you want to be, and also to just have fully understanding of, like, your happiness and, like, just progress in life is just to love yourself first and foremost.
Yeah.
Preach, Little Sims. Preach, honey.
So on to the next song. We're going to be looking at Flowers, which is a Pulled Pork. And this features Michael Kiwanuka, who is an incredible musician in his own right as well. And so this is Flowers.
Sleep time. Feel the pain of his troubled history. They wipe his memories and tell him his past is a mystery. What is life without victory? Opinion on liberty. Enlighten me. How to stay sane in the world so mental. World sick enough of voodoo child playing purple haze. Can't get no relief. Lonely hours never temporary. He knows at some point he will ascend eventually. Still going to heights, coincidentally, he's a mess, but still good at putting on a brave face for the camera. He smiles, you can tell it's fake, you can tell it's fake. The thief sold him a cheaper ticket to heaven's gates. No ID, no entry, 27 Club says. The good fly young, the good at our greats. Jimmy Basquiat, Amy Robert, Janis, Kurt Cobain.
When the stars die young, 7 years to realize you already won. Flowers on, flowers on, flowers on, flowers on.
She's problematic, nobody can't stand it. Been told she's a liability and not an asset. Fuck, I'm erratic. Confessions of an addict, how they let me sing to the masses. Lost what I had, staring in the face of tragic. Like I didn't just back to black it. Love was my losing game, let's just call a spade Paparazzi on my doorstep, never leaving home. Lying on the floor, mind blown, trying to reach the phone. Let me take one more hit for my eyes closed. Let me take one more hit for my eyes closed. Shit, I think that was my last hit.
One more hit before my eyes closed. One more hit before my eyes close. One more hit before my eyes close. One more hit before my eyes close.
So that was Flowers featuring the beautiful Michael Kiwanuka, and this is The Pooled Pork. So this is the last song on the album, and the opening, it's incredibly ethereal. There's almost like, it's very magical. You can almost hear like birds and like this like trickling sound that opens. And there's also loads of angelic voices that are trailing in the background. You've got Kiwanuka's soulful, soulful voice that's straining over the top. So in a good pulled pork sandwich, the pork, it melts in your mouth. It has that melt in your mouth quality to it, which I think is very resemblant of Kiwanuka's soulful tones.
Yeah, and the pulled pork, you know, it's succulent, it's full of flavors, it's soft, it's light, it's not too overpowering, it's just the right amount of taste, and it just leaves you feeling complete and happy. And you know, you've got this excuse me, this pork which is, you know, succulent, but it's smoky.
Yeah,
and
which is the Little Sims vocals.
Yeah, and then but you've also smokiness. Got that melt in your mouth texture, which is Michael Kiwanuka again. You know, that kind of ethereal, that very soft, that just like so tasty, and it's just almost buttery effect. In your
I
mouth.
So agree. But this song as well, it's got some really interesting message to it. So definitely like listen to it fully, because what Little Sims does is she pays homage to some great artists who died at 27.
Yeah, you got
so
the
Kurt
lyrics.
Cobain, what? Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, I mean loads of artists that have died. Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. But so you've got the lyric, when the stars die young, took 27 years to realise you already won. So you have got this, you know, return back to this kind of, you know, the greats. And a loss of greats at a young age.
Yeah, and what they could have done, like, imagine what Amy Winehouse could have been producing right now, making for the world. It's crazy. Like, they died young, man. It's really, really sad. There's a bit in this song as well. She, for me, she actually becomes Amy Winehouse in one part. And she goes, like, I didn't just back to black it. Love was my losing game. Let's just call a spade a spade. Paparazzi on my doorstep, never leaving home. And there's a bit where she's like, that was my last hit. And her voice trails, and it's actually as if she's just had a last hit and she's literally about to die.
Yeah, she's trailing off.
Her voice trails off. She like moves away from the microphone. It is so amazing. It's like she becomes Amy in the song, and she's like taking that stance of what it's like to be in that position. And I think it's so cool because she's acting within her music.
Completely. And you have obviously with, you know, most of these artists that she's paying homage to that died at 27, a lot of times it has got drug related issues. And so I think it's really interesting that she plays on that point with the trailing off with Amy Winehouse in, you know, specifically.
And then there's the refrain of one more hit before my eyes closed.
And it's dark, but it's like, it's almost beautiful as well. It's like they're not lost from us, they're still here.
Because they've also given us the
amazing
art.
The music is never leaving. You know, they've created so much in what they've done. They're revolutionary in the music they've created.
Yeah.
You know, they've lost their life at a really young point, but they've left their mark. And it's like she's leaving her mark as well with her music.
God, it's amazing. My favourite part of this song is the straining trumpet that literally improvises over Sims rap. I've never heard something like this. Mac Miller does it a bit in Swimming. Oh my God, it's like... just the trumpets just kind of riffing off whilst she's still rapping. And it's really, like, discordant, but it just, it's fucking insane.
It's so cool. I think when you do add, you know, the power of these jazz musicians who have such, you know, ability, and they do just improvise
over the music
that you've given. You've got this freestyle over rap. It's like a freestyle of trumpets, a freestyle of instruments and jazz. And it's just really beautiful. It's super powerful, I think. And it just really strikes you when you're listening it.
Oh, yeah. I think as well with Michael Kiwanuka's voice, it's got some very like gospel undertones, which I think is really fitting for this song.
Yeah, and very velvety as well, which again is kind of like this pulled pork in the sandwich, which is really, you know, it's a key part of the sandwich, you know, the meat. And you've got that with flowers, and together, just the music that's created between Kiwanuka and Sims is this really beautiful, not contrast of sounds, but like melding of sounds.
Yeah,
and
you get that flow, bro.
Yeah, and the pulled pork has that kind of melding of tastes.
Yeah,
you know,
so true.
So this brings us to our next song, which is Wounds, which is the barbecue sauce.
Your life, would you risk that? These kids never been bad. 16 roll around with a big strap. Got him and he died from the impact. Deepest pain, what a mishap. Never worth it when you think back. You idolize the rappers that are wrong, gun taught, but the lifestyle never lived that. Never did that. He didn't want no prod, no dead bodies and no blood. When a gunman only knows self-hate, then bullets show no love. Oh, you thought you was grown, huh? Deal with it on your own, huh? Till you get caught from the yo bill, when a judge get your life like a grown-up. Talk about it, oh, listen when you talk about it. Don't lie when you talk about it. I know you were lost inside and feel like no one cares about you. I do. Feels like no one loves you. I do. But it's gonna take more to break the cycle. Fuck trying to defend your title when you're cold and the rest cry. Another story here for the headlines.
Love be my destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you it keeps me warm. Love be my destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you it keeps me warm.
She fearing the gunman, still never leaving the gunman. Stays near to the gunman. Drop a little tear for the gunman. She live and die by the gunman. Tell a lie for the gunman. She will never give him up, no. When they ask where you hide, then the gunman. She wanna understand the gunman. Like, why did your gun bang? He say, it's a long story, just know these youths want a gunman. So tell me now, cause I gotta know. Are you gonna roll with the gunman? Drop it low for the gunman. Get dough with the gunman. It's the realest life choices. She could lose it all for one man. Now see, look at what your boy did. This all could have been avoided. There's no going back. You picked your poison, made your choices. Well, love must have been the best lie. Another story for the headlines. Go.
Love be my destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you it keeps me warm. Love be my destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. You, it keeps me warm. Running with a pistol on my hip. And anybody this, I get it. Any minute now, them I go switch. Cause no fire, them did switch already.
So that was Wounds featuring the amazing Chronix.
Chronix,
damn, man. The features on this album are really proving to be excellent. Like, they are amazing. So Wounds is the barbecue sauce. It's kind of got this punchy, tangy feel to the song, especially with those raspy vocals that Chronix is kind of singing melodiously over the strings and the bass. And also with a barbecue sauce, you've kind of got this underlying sweetness. And I think that is symbolized by Little Sims and her really smooth flow.
Yeah,
over this song.
The barbecue sauce is a crucial part of a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah,
because it adds that extra flavors that you're getting. It's kind of can be a bit like spicy at times.
Yeah,
with barbecue
sauces,
but it's still sweet. It's still, I don't know if juicy is the right word, but it's got a lot of flavors and it adds the extra flavors to already the pork, the pulled pork and the coleslaw. And so you're getting this, you know, very, oh, just this great combination of flavors.
Mm.
And Wounds with Chronics just has this great...
I think he's definitely like, when you say juiciness, it does. You don't want it too much of a dry sandwich. That barbecue is adding that kind of smoothness, which I think is very much like Chronics' vocals.
Yeah, his incredibly smooth. And, yeah. You know, a barbecue sauce is smooth.
Oh, it
just
is.
Just the fact, does it, you know,
moistness to the sandwich.
It's got, you know, it's not like some olive oil. It's got some, you know, solubility to it. Solubility? It's got some solubility to it.
That's the word. You
know, it's a thick sauce. It's got flavors.
Yeah.
It's tasty.
But this song is also very powerful.
It's a really, I think it's an example of, you know, a very personal matter that's being shown in the album with this song a lot.
Do you know what's really cool though is that it's not from her, it's not from the eye perspective. She plays in this song like outside narrator, the omniscient, omnipresent narrator.
Yeah.
Which I think is really sick because it actually for me is really powerful. It's like telling the story.
I think it's because you've got the idea of this kind of individual running from violence and this highlight of gang violence in London and the difficulty of trying to leave this lifestyle, you know, never leaving the gunman. And I think, you know, why not making it I? It's giving any person in that situation as the individual.
Yeah, it's universal in that sense.
It's creating this universality within people who understand that culture, understand that, you know, society and situation that you're within. And it puts them there again. And I think that's really
so interesting. I never thought about it like that. But also... when Little Sims, she just wrote this song the day she found out about her friend, an actor and model, Harry Uzoka, who'd been murdered. And quote-unquote, she said, "I remember waking up, Googling, trying to find out as many details as I could, and then going to the studio in absolute bits." She said she sat in the dark in tears and she didn't go on social to see everyone posting RIP because I didn't do that. And instead, her RIP to her a beautiful friend was through this song, Wounds.
I also think that's really a really interesting point, Meg, kind of coming off that a bit tangentially. You know, this idea of, like, social media, we see all these RIPs when people die, but it separates us from the death, really.
Completely.
And so by writing this song, Wounds, it's a much more intimate, personal goodbye and remembrance of someone that you really care about. And I think that just really adds the emotional context of this song. And I, you know, when you think of the word wounds itself, like, it's, you know,
it's not just wounded, it's not just a physical
like a cut
wound
on your arm or something. It's something that's very personal and emotional and inward. You know, it can, you can wound your core of your being.
And I think and others around you, so the loved ones that you leave behind. I think also, if you guys want to see Little Sims doing some acting, please watch Top Boy, the new season that just came out. She plays a single mother called Shelley, and that really does talk about gang violence in London and its ramifications on people who are part of it and also people who are outside of it.
So it's a follow on from Top Boy. This is Top Boy Summer House, I think.
Yeah, Top Boy Summer House.
And definitely give it a look if you like the original, even if you haven't seen, you know, the original Top Boy. This is the same. It follows on from that. It's almost a sequence.
Yeah.
And it's
a really great show.
I mean, I haven't seen the new version yet, but the old version is sick.
The old version is really sick.
It's so good. And it's just so enlightening on, you know, that area of life and culture that we don't always see. So I think it's really important to watch.
So the next song is Venom, which is the Bloody Mary.
Life sucks and I never try suicide. Mind's fucked even more than I realise. Time's up, keep it moving when she arrives. If you ever heard what I heard in my mind, never try, you would cry, that's a lie, you would die. I don't wanna ever come down from a high, I am in the best seat. From time, been the next breed, if you're coming, come at me directly. Don't need no one to defend me. Souls in a place even I can't get to, don't fuck with the deadly. Moon waves and open seas, quick coasting overseas. Fuck those who don't believe, they will never wanna admit I'm the best here. From the mere fact that I've got ovaries, it's a woman's world, so to speak. Pussy, you sour, never giving credit where it's due, cause you don't like pussy in power, Venom.
YouTube is a bed, and now
My, if you ever heard what I heard in the night, what a fright. Must have been a parasite in my past life. I don't want to ever come down from a height. My soul was sending to the sky. It's just you and I. Gone, but I'm feeling too alive. Trying to get me out of spite. Someone's got to pay. I ain't talking big amounts. Some kind of physical pain. Some kind of traumatic shit. Niggas want to see dead bodies. Probably not. They ain't rolling with no automatic clips. Moving scatty, all erratic and shit. Niggas pussy looking batty and shit. Oh, you mad? Then come at me, you prick. Make a move, better pattern it quick. I assume you'll be coming for blood. That makes two of us. That makes two of us, Venom. Night time today, like we roll trees. Save lives, invade minds, and go deep. Oh, he wouldn't have guessed, I'm so chill. Part of the day in the life you won't see. Part of the day in the life you can't be here for. It's the day in the life of OGs. Dealing with inner demons, I won't leave. Not a word you will listen when my soul speaks. Down I go, so follow me, follow me, follow me. Actually, don't follow me, nobody bother me. I'm a mess, honestly, fuck all your policies. They wanna kick me down and demolish me. Use me or fucking abolish me. I don't wanna hear no apologies. Or am I in my own head? Can't tell anymore. Psychotic to the death. Wanna dig deep. I can never find nothing left. It's a mystery. Rage, nothing but rage. Can't figure out if I'm going insane. Ain't no doubt we'll be showing no mercy. So think twice if you wanna get blazed. Nothing ain't nice right here. No games. I don't wanna dart nobody in a flash. True resist. Stick up. Hands in the air. Put the money in a bag. All cash, Venom.
So that was Venom, which is the Bloody Mary of the dish. As always, we have a drink that goes along with the food. And for us, we felt, you know, a Bloody Mary goes with most things. But we also feel like it goes really well with a pulled pork sandwich with, you know, the Tabasco sauce. You get the spices and then the crunch from the celery. Mm. And so this is definitely one of my favorite songs of this album. I just feel like instantly with the introduction, it feels like something's like a snake slithering through some grass.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like the idea of venom as well, but I just get that image like instantly.
It feels like a film soundtrack.
It does.
Like Spider-Man.
I know, but it feels more than that. I don't think it's just a film like soundtrack. It has got its just own feeling within it.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, so, you know, it opens with some menacing strings, definitely menacing, and then you've got Sims who's like spitting over with some crisp rhymes, and it starts off, I want to say smooth, just kind of like the tomato juice off the Bloody Mary,
the juiciness as well of it.
Oh, completely, yeah. And then you've got the crispness of the vocals, and which is like for us the celery stick, because when we do think of a Bloody Mary, it's got a celery stick in there. And then you've got the Tabasco sauce that also comes from the strings. I think it's the song's got an overall kind of like spice to it.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think with the Tabasco sauce, you've got this like really intense passion with the way that she's spitting her flow, which
yeah.
I think is really like the Tabasco. It's got some spice to it. Like also, she raps some of the her flow is so quick in this.
It's crazy.
And it's sick because the beat as well is like dun dun boom boom. It's really simple. It's literally like a four beat where it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
She just like interweaves her voice.
So she's spitting venom.
Yeah, bruh.
But then you've got like, then you've got kind of a beat drop partway through, which is kind of like this vodka, the spice of the Tabasco sauce, Worcestershire sauce hitting you when you drink it partway through the song. And I love when that beat kind of drops. It just like hits you the song.
Yeah.
You know? Her flow is incredible. It's super fast through it. And then the beat just kind of drops.
It's really cool when the beat drops as well.
It's sick. So this song
you're
also
preparing yourself for.
Having talked about Top Boy, it also makes an appearance on the soundtrack.
Best soundtrack ever, by the way.
Incredible. There's another reason why you need to watch it, just because of the soundtrack. But which
it's
got
some good artists.
Amazing
on
is she's the only artist, which is female artist on the album.
Yeah.
And so
big up.
I think that's just again, you know, playing on this kind of female empowerment. You've got the lyrics like never giving credit where it's due because you don't like pussy and power. And so you just got this like very strong woman saying, I'm here.
Yeah. And then before she gives this, from the man's fact that I've got ovaries and I'm here actually to say something like, everyone can shut up. I'm a woman and I'm powerful.
Yeah, she's asserting her power in like this kind of rap hierarchy definitely dominated by men and by the patriarchy when you look back at the history of rap and even now.
I think especially with grime and drill on the scene, like females on the scene in comparison to the kind of men, it's very little. I mean, but they are like they have got some sick voices, some sick rhymes as well. It is almost, she's kind of making her voice heard.
It's interesting because it is kind of almost trying to like prove yourself within that context of this genre of music. What I really love about her is she's saying, "I'm not proving myself. I've proved myself."
Yeah, this is me. You know,
I'm here. I'm doing this now. You like it? You don't? Yeah. I don't give a shit.
But the opening lyrics to Venom are also really dark. Like, she's basically saying, like, mind is fucked and I'm, like, there's suicide.
Life sucks and I never tried suicide.
Yeah.
Mind's fucked even more than I realise.
Mm. Oh. So there's this, I don't know, she's kind of, like, in this grey area of misunderstanding of herself. Completely, like, are people against her? Like, where is she at right now? It's really interesting.
And I think it's really...
There's power here, but there's also weakness.
Yeah, and it's just saying that, you know, this is a human condition. We're not all perfect. We're not all strong all the time. Mm. We have our moments. We have our sadness. It's important to understand those moments. And, you know, to life isn't black or white. Life is grey. It is a grey area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what this album is.
Yeah. And also, like... I think what was really cool, which I like about her, and I don't know if I could like make this as a link, but like her 20s as like when you're 20, I think it's romanticized so much. It's like 20s are the best years of your life. They are actually really hard.
No, like everyone does say that 20s are like the best decade of your life. But you know what? It's also your hardest.
Yeah.
It's when reality...
It's most self-growth as well.
Yeah. You are becoming an adult properly
at
this point. You're learning more. You're on your own a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is when life is fully taking its form for you.
Mm. Like we've got, I was going to just link it to other female artists. For You All A Bridge, Fleabag is another like charting of 20s kind of journey. Michaela Cole's I May Destroy You, one of the best TV shows to have been made this year, charting a young woman's life. Through self-discovery, through very different things, through trauma and suffering. So I think it's really interesting. Also, if you guys want to check all of those amazing female artists
out. And there are also some incredible, you know, authors out there who are writing at a very young age that I think, you know, are great people to look at as well.
Mm.
You know, explore your horizons when, you know, looking at artists. You know, they come from everywhere. They're musicians, they're authors, they're actors, they're painters.
There's a whole lot of stuff to be checking out. Definitely.
Yeah, and looking at, you know, these young artists that are making their stamp on the world now, you know.
Hell yeah. And then if you're ever feeling like you need some passion invigorated in you, listen to Venom. Because whenever I listen to this song, I genuinely feel so pumped and so buzzed.
Oh, it gets you going, for sure.
Yeah, you're just like... You just feel like such a badass. You just want to, like... I don't know, seize the day with this song.
Oh, completely.
Which I think is really great.
And I think that's very much like a Bloody Mary as well, because you have it in the morning, you're seizing the day with your little bit of vodka to get you going.
Gives you that little punch in the morning.
That you need sometimes. And that's definitely Venom as well at its core. It is a punch.
Literally. So it's anyway, that is the end of our podcast today. We hope you loved it. We hope you're doing well. We've been indoors for approximately nearly 7 days.
If you're not aware, we have COVID.
If you can't hear it in our subtle, little subtle
in
tones.
Our sexy, croaky voices.
But we are so happy that we've been able to still record, which is great.
Mm.
Thank you, technology.
And this is also a great time, like, just sitting in the house, listening to loads of podcasts, listening to loads of music.
Yeah.
You're definitely giving us, like, a different kind of appreciation for what we're hearing and listening to.
Mm.
So a more dedicated focus, because we literally have no distractions from the outside world.
Yeah.
Because right now there is no outside world for
There
us.
Is no other civilization except on my phone.
It's just Izzy in India and the flat alone.
It's been a hard one, but it's luckily we are fortunate enough to be have a really nice place where we are staying.
Yeah.
And
also to be, you know, healthy enough to get through this.
Yeah, exactly. But Anyway, we hope you love Little Sims. Check all her music out and all her art, including her acting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's also set up a fashion brand.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, she also has created some, dropped a really sick album in quarantine.
Also, just talking about kind of female empowerment and finding yourself, definitely check out Slumflower. She's an author. She's created a couple books, How to Be Alone, How to Get Over a Boy, which are some great books for, I think, women, and understanding your true power, that pussy power in you. And definitely go give that some love as well.
Definitely. Get reading, get listening, get watching, because this is the just perfect time to do it.
Just start educating yourself in all aspects of life.
Yeah, literally.
You have the time to do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's just follow Little Sim's words, her philosophy of life, because it is, I think it just really will enlighten our lifestyle.
And it'll just make you happy with who you are.
Well, hell yeah.
Confident in who you are.
Yeah.
You are, it's me, myself, and I, bitch.
Yes. My best friend is I.
All right, fuck you, Izzy.
But we are really looking forward to recording some more stuff up to the Christmas period.
Yeah,
who knows?
Look forward for our Christmas special.
Yes, there might be a little bit of some Christmas music because we all love Christmas music. It comes every year and it's a guilty pleasure of everyone's, let's be honest.
You're going to get to listen to it one time a year.
Yeah, unless you're a crazy person who listens to it all through the year. I still salute you. Why not? Let's have Christmas every day. Anyway. So that's a wrap, everybody. I'm Izzy.
And I'm India.
And this is If Music Be the Food of Love.